各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我哋有个约大家记得，所以我上嚟支支整整嘅吓。因为大家，我想每个讲员上嚟，你都要为讲员祈祷嘛，系嘛？所以俾多少时间。
Whenever a speaker comes up, we always pray for the speaker.
多谢大家过去一路关心住我同阿嘉喺过去一路生病嘅时候，弟兄姊妹不断为我哋祈祷。
Thank you so much for the loving kindness and care that the congregation has shown Pastor Fong and the family, especially during the time of illness and praying for their family.
虽然呢经历过好多次嘅化疗，又经历过两个嘅 cancer， 有好严重嘅肺炎，但天父仍然存留我嘅性命。
Even though Pastor Fong has gone through a lot of trials, several treatments of chemotherapy as well as pneumonia,we have really seen the Lord's grace and His hand on His life.
我深信是弟兄姊妹在背后祈祷的原因。
And I really do believe it is because of brothers and sisters' prayers.
也都当然也都上帝有些的事情我未做完的让我做埋先。
Also, I really believe that the Lord has assigned me to task and a mission that has not been yet completed.
时间过得很快，眨下眼南安国华基督教众恩堂1995年成立到而家就20年啦。
Wow, time really flies in a twinkle of an eye. SVPG is already celebrating its 20th year anniversary.
我回望过去，神嘅恩典真系冇办法数算得尽。
And as I reflect on all that God has done and all His blessings, I really cannot count them all.
当罗牧师佢话。打电话俾我噶，我好想你翻嚟20周年堂庆分享讲道嘅时候，我话俾佢听，我话你好冒险啊，你好大胆。
When Reverend Law gave Reverend Fong a call and asked, "Will you come and preach for the 20th year anniversary?" Reverend Fong replied, "You're very courageous, extremely daring."
我真系今日唔知听日事，随时会变嘅个情况。
I have no idea what tomorrow holds. The situation might change.
不过佢好有信心，佢话我哋不断为你祈祷啊，我哋不停祈祷。
But Reverend Law had a lot of faith and said, "We will continue to pray for you, to pray for your health."
所以今日能够喺度同大家去一起庆祝20周年堂庆，系神好大恩典。
And so today we're very blessed to have Reverend Fong here to be able to celebrate with us the 20th year anniversary.
好多谢 Pastor David Leung 同我做 backup.
Really thankful for Pastor David Leung to be the backup.
我喺度思想究竟喺20周年堂庆想同大家分享啲咩信息啦
？And so I reflected. I thought, well, what should I share with the congregation in regards to for the 20th year anniversary?
要话神嘅其中一个名就出现喺我嘅脑里边。
And so all of a sudden, the name of Jehovah God appeared in my mind.
耶和华尼西个名一路喺我嘅脑海里边出现。
Jehovah Nisi, the name Jehovah Nisi, continued to come up to my mind.
即系神有好多唔同嘅名称啊，我哋好熟嘅几个，我列出嚟好熟嘅几个系嘛？即系神嘅名称系同神嗰个嘅属性、神嘅工作、神嘅作为有关系嘅。
And Jehovah God has quite a few names, and we're familiar with some of them.Jehovah's names have a lot to do with his attributes, his character, and also the work that he does. Jehovah Jireh, we're very familiar with that. It means the Lord will provide. Jehovah Rach, the Lord is my shepherd.
Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah is my shepherd.
Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. The Lord is our banner.
我睇一睇呢段嘅经文嗰个嘅背景，我哋一齐去思想一下。
So let us look at this passage, at the context, and let us reflect together.
今日我所读嘅呢段嘅经文。
And so today this is the passage we want to read from Exodus.
当时以色列人佢哋啱啱出咗埃及。
The Israelites had just left Egypt.
佢 经历了神迹，埃及的军兵在后面一路追赶的时候，他们去到红海边。
And the Israelites experienced the miraculous power of the Lord. The Egyptian's army was chasing them all the way to the edge of the Red Sea.
跟住神吩咐摩西向海伸杖，海水就分开，他们经过旱地就来了这个西乃半岛。这个我们不讲在哪里过海了，那些神学的问题。不过总之来了这个西乃半岛。
And so the Lord instructed Moses to lift his staff, and the Israelites crossed over the Red Sea, over the Sinai Peninsula. Well, where it is, that's a matter of biblical scholarship, but they crossed over.
神并没有即刻带他们大概十一日到路程就可以入到迦南地，神没有带他们去住。
However, the Lord did not lead them directly into the promised land. It's about 11 days journey. The Lord did not lead them yet.
云柱火柱就带住佢哋向南走，要嚟咧西乃山呢个地方。
And instead, the Lord led them by the pillar of fire down south, towards the Mount Sinai.
喺嗰度要停留一年嘅时间，神颁布律法喺佢哋咧，设立祭祀，亦都咧训练佢哋，让佢哋咧开始有秩序，佢哋安营有次序，甚至佢哋行军都有前序，成为一个国家，成为一支军队。
And so the Lord took them to Mount Sinai and established them as a nation, giving them the Mosaic Law, training them, giving them ordinances, establishing the covenant, as well as even warfare, so that they could really be established as a nation.
正当他们一盘散沙地准备去这个地方受训的时候，经过利非定这个地方。
And so the Lord led them down, through this region and, into this region of, Rephidim.
仲有大概二十英里就到西乃山啦。
And so another 20 miles, they would have been at Mount Sinai.
突然之间住喺呢度嘅玛力人走嚟攻击佢哋，嚟打佢哋。
And all of a sudden, the people who were living in that region, the Amalekites came and declared war on them.
呢次系以色列人出埃及第一场嘅战争。
This is the first war that Israel fought after leaving Egypt.
过去佢哋未打过仗。
Beforehand, they had actually never fought a battle before.
他们在埃及做奴隶。
They were slaves in Egypt.
他们是养羊的。
And they were just shepherds.
他们是做砖的工人来的。
They were brick builders.
这场的战争从人的角度来看不可能赢的。
And from a human perspective, this particular battle, there was no way that Israel could win.
阿玛力人就睇到佢哋扶老携幼一盘散沙咁喺呢个嘅西乃旷野度行紧。
And the way the Amalekites saw them, they were just scattered, a bunch of people scattered in the desert among the sand.
有机可乘啊，就嚟袭击佢哋。
Let's find an opportunity and let's go attack them.
咁点算呢
？So now what？
只好应战啦，系咪
？Do we just surrender？
咁以色列人做咗啲乜嘢呢？圣经记载就话，摩西就同约瑟亚讲：你要拣啲年轻力壮嘅出嚟去打仗。
And so what did the Israelites do? Moses said to Joshua, find the young people, the strong people, the youth, and gather them together so that we can fight.
我就带住我哥阿伦，带住咧加勒个仔，呢个胡尔上山。
And Moses said, I will bring along my brother Aaron, as well as her, and I will go up to the mountain.
拎着神的杖在那里呢举手祈祷。
Carrying God's staff up in the mountain to pray.
那场仗就是这样打法。
And that's how the battle was fought.
圣经记载摩西几时举起杖，几时以色列人就赢。摩西几时手攰放返低落嚟，亚玛力人就赢。以色列人就输。
And so the scriptures record whenever Moses raised his hand in prayer, the Israelites would be overcoming and victorious. But whenever he got tired, his arms got tired and he lowered his staff, the Amalekites would be overcoming and winning.
一场在人看起来怎么计法都不会赢的仗，但是以色列人靠着神的恩典打赢了。
And so from a human perspective, no matter how you look at it from whatever angle, there's no way that the Israelites could win. And yet, miraculously, with the help of God, Israelites overcame and won the battle.
究竟个秘诀在哪里？
And so where is the turning point?
这场的战役究竟对今天的你、今天的我、对今天的教会有什么特别的意义呢？
And so this battle, what are the lessons? What are the things that we can actually draw from it for us today, here, in this day and age?
我想跟大家一起思想一下。
So I really want to reflect with you together.
透过整件嘅事迹提醒住我哋，战争系无法避免嘅事实嚟嘅。
And so when we actually read from this passage, we realize that warfare is indeed unavoidable.
现代中文译本咧，译得比呢个和合本更加好。
In the Chinese, I think traditional version is a little bit better than the Union version.
In the new translation. 亚玛力人到尼非定攻击以色列人。
It says that the Amalekites came and attacked or provoked, in a sense, the Israelites at Nephidim.
和合本就觉得佢哋打仗啫，讲佢系打仗啫。
In the Union translation, it basically just says they had a battle.
但系以色列人系咪佢哋发起场战争？唔系嘛。
Was it the Israelites who actually was looking for war? No.
系亚玛力人突然之间嚟攻击佢哋。
It was actually the Amalekites that came out of nowhere to come and attack them.
亚玛力人系不请自来嘅。
It was imminent. They were coming.
弟兄姊妹，我需要时时提醒自己，敌人系不请自来，随时我哋要警醒。
And so for us, in the same way, the enemy comes and attacks us.At any time, we need to be ready. We need to be alert.
我睇翻以色列人历史，由过去直至今天几千年，以色列人因为系神嘅选民嘅缘故，到今日佢哋花嘅时间，佢哋嘅精神，全部都喺军事上边要花好多好多，随时备战。
And we see actually for the Israelites all throughout their history, because they are God's chosen people, they've actually had to invest a lot on warfare because.At any time, battle can arise.
敌人不断想将佢哋赶落海嘅。
At any time, the enemy always actually tries to put the Israelites into the ocean and attack them.
因为佢哋系神嘅选民。
Because they are God's chosen people.
第二次世界大战，希特拉都要灭绝佢哋。
If we look at World War II, Hitler wanted to completely annihilate the entire nation.
因为他认为他们的种族先最优秀，不是犹太人最优秀。
Because they thought that the Israelites were an inferior race.
从经文给我看见，实质我们要有属灵的眼光看一看，这场的战争不是一场属血气的战争。
And so, if we look at this through a spiritual lens, we actually need to realize that this is not a struggle or a battle against flesh and blood.
呢场一场属灵嘅征战嚟噶。
That this indeed is actually a spiritual warfare, spiritual battle that is being fought.
圣经特别嘅去指出。
Scripture specifically points this out.
摩西佢几时举手以色列人就得胜？摩西几时垂手亚玛力人就得胜？
Scripture is very clear to say whenever Moses lifted up his hand in prayer.The Israelites won whenever he lowered his arm, Israelites experienced defeat.
换句话讲，圣经强调紧嗰场仗嘅胜败唔喺山下，喺山上。
And so, in essence, the Bible actually stresses the point that the victory of this battle was won not below the mountain where the battle was actually being fought, but instead was fought up on the mountain.
胜败系在乎摩西举手定垂手。
The victory lied within Moses raising his hand towards the Lord or lowering his arm.
你觉唔觉得好戏剧性啊？
Don't you think that this is extremely miraculous, extremely?
点解圣经要咁记载啊？
Why does the Bible record this in this way?
圣经咁样记载，其实神有个意思，要提醒住所有属佢嘅子民，所喺我哋肉身嘅战争背后系有属灵嘅征战喺度。
It is because the Bible is trying to say that within every battle, behind all of that is always a spiritual battle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，好盼望我哋每一个都明白，其实当你信耶稣基督嗰一刻，你系冇选择地进入咗场战争里边。
Brothers and sisters, I really, really desire in my heart for each one of you to see that whenever you chose to become a Christian, you have inadvertently entered into a spiritual battle.
当你同我信耶稣基督，我哋成为神嘅儿女，我哋就冇选择进入咗呢场属灵嘅征战里边。
As long as we are called children of God, us brothers and sisters in Christ, We don't really have a choice. We have entered into the spiritual battle.
魔鬼想我哋过一个失败无力嘅见证生活。
Satan wants to see our defeat, wants to see us defeated in our testimony for Christ.
喺到处揾空隙嚟攻击属神嘅人。
At every step and at every turn, every opportunity, he tries to defeat God's people.
所以今日好多人话难阻人信耶稣嘅基督徒啊。
And that's why today a lot of people say it's actually, I guess Christians that make it very difficult for people to believe.
魔鬼攻击我个人，攻击我哋家庭，攻击我哋教会。
The enemy attacks us in our church, in our families.
作为基督徒，我只有一个选择。
As a Christian, we only have one choice.
就尽力去战争。
That we have to put every effort.
尽力打赢佢，我哋再睇下一章。
Every effort to fight and win this battle.
在这个的以弗所书特别提醒我们，我们不是跟属血气的争战，我们是跟灵界争战。
Let us take a look at Book of Ephesians chapter 6:12. It says, We do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
神无处不在教会，以基督为元首，不过魔鬼都无处不在，也都在教会里面搞搞阵。
Even though Christ is the head and the Lord of the church, and yet Satan is, the enemy is in our midst, causing trouble.
神是我们一家之主，但是魔鬼也在我们家里面搞搞阵。
Even though God is the Lord of this house, and yet Satan is also inside the house in our midst, causing trouble.
我们要想一想，在一场战争里面你有什么选择呢？如果你 是一个士兵在一个战场。
Let's think about this for a minute. What choice do you have if you are a soldier standing in the midst of this battle?
你唔能够做长头草两头摆嘅。
You can't just fool around and pretend nothing's going on.
我爱个世界，我又爱神，唔得嘅。
You can't just go, well, I'm going to love the things of this world and also love God.
你又唔能够企喺个战场里边，我乜都唔做，我两边都唔帮。
Neither can you just stand around and go, well, I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to keep my head down.
当你咁做嘅时候，你其实你冇帮紧魔鬼嘅。
Whenever you do this, actually, you are helping Satan. You're helping the enemy.
你自杀紧嘅啫，其实。
You're actually, pretty much being defeated.
敌人都唔会放过你嘅。
And the enemy will not let you go.
你只有一个方式就去打赢呢场仗啦，尽力去打好佢。
You really only have one choice, is basically to fight and win this war.
第二方面，呢段嘅经文提醒住我哋需要同心祷告。
A second point that this passage reminds us is that we need to be united in prayer.
第六节嗰度话，摩西对约书亚话：你哋为我选出人嚟，出去同亚玛力人争战。佢听日我就拎住手里边拎住杖，神嘅杖，企喺山顶。
And so, verse 9 it says, Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go and fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of the Lord in my hand."
既然这场是一场属灵的战争，
And so because this is a spiritual battle,
祈祷就是那个胜败的关键。
And so the sword of victory really is prayer.
在这段的经文很清楚的，清清楚楚的重复告诉我们。
It is so clear in this passage, repeated again and again.
山上边决定了山下的胜败。
It is what happens on the top of the mountain that decides, that is decisive for the victory underneath.
只要摩西举手，他们就赢。
As long as Moses is raising his hand, they had victory.
换句话说，我们要看看摩西举手是什么意思。
And so let's take a look at, well, what is the meaning behind Moses raising his hand?
举手是什么意思啊？
What's this meaning behind Moses raising the staff?
举手对犹太人来讲是一个祈祷的姿势。
And to the Israelites, they knew that this is a posture of prayer.
在诗篇七十七篇二节，诗人这样说。
In Psalm chapter 77
verse 2. 即是我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住的举手祷告。
It says, when I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night and stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted.
今日我哋习惯咗合埋手，低耷低头，合埋眼，安静跪低落去祈祷。呢、这个系对嘅，都系对嘅，我哋嘅习惯。
Today we are accustomed with folding our hands, bowing our heads, maybe even kneeling to pray. There's nothing wrong with this. This is what we're accustomed to.
但以色列人佢系习惯举手向住天，大声向神呼求。
However, the Israelites, they were accustomed to raising their arms to heaven and crying out loudly to the Lord.
在出埃及记十七章呢段嘅经文冇记载到摩西祈祷，冇讲过佢祈祷。
In Exodus chapter 7 here, it does not specifically say that Moses is praying.
只系记载摩西走咗上山。
It only records that Moses went up to the mountain.
咁究竟佢上山顶做乜啫？佢安全啲啊，下边打仗，我上去安全啲啊。
So I mean, you know, why what was the reasoning for Moses going up on the mountain? Is it because he just wanted to get away from the danger, or it's safer up on the mountain top?
如果你系约瑟，唔知你会点谂咧？摩西同你讲：你带人去打仗，我上山。
Maybe if you're Joshua, I mean, you know, what would you be thinking? Joshua, you go fight the battle, I'm just gonna go up on the mountain.
我深信佢上山都唔安全，如果约瑟打输，佢都冇命。
But, I think actually, it's not actually that safe on top of the mountain. I mean, if Joshua lost the battle, even if he's on top of the mountain, it's not like he has a lot of safety up there.
有啲解经家话呢，摩西上山因为呢，佢系个王子嚟嘛，受过军事训练㗎嘛，所以佢上山系一个指挥打仗。
Maybe it's because Moses was a general and he could be on top of the mountain as a general, kind of leading and directing the battle from there.
但我相信都唔系好合理啊。
But that doesn't quite work out.
喺古时嘅打仗嗰、那个嘅指挥靠咩咧？靠战鼓，靠号角，系咪啊？因为冇呢个嘅无线电对讲机噶嘛。
But back in the day, that doesn't.Quite a lot, because how a general would actually direct a war is through a horn, through drums. They didn't have telecommunication devices.
中国以前啊，诸葛亮佢揸住支旗揈下揈下噶嘛，系嘛？有啲旗号喺度噶嘛，靠啲姿势噶嘛。
Back in ancient China, there would be flags, flag signals.
以色列人冇受过军训，佢乜都唔会明啊。摩西做乜嘢动作都唔会明，因为根本冇训练过嘛。
The Israelites did not have any military training, though, let us remember. And so, regardless of what the signals would be, they probably wouldn't even understand it.
嗱，去完西奈山之后又会明啦，嗰一年之后会明，而家唔明啊。
After going to Mount Sinai and after a whole year of training and being established as a nation, maybe they would have understood. But right now, they wouldn't have.
唯一合理嘅解释就摩西上山祈祷。
So the only rational way of actually looking at this passage is that Moses went up on the mountain to pray.
弟兄姊妹，面对属灵嘅征战，唯一嘅方式得胜嘅方法系祈祷。
Brothers and sisters, when we are faced with spiritual battles, when we are faced with trials, really the only thing that we can do for victory is to pray.
祈祷背后有好深嘅神学。
Prayer is extremely effective.
我相信罗牧师喺度讲一年讲好多堂讲祈祷。
I'm sure that Reverend Law has preached a lot of messages this past year on prayer.
不过我今日只系想提翻祈祷两个好多时候好多基督徒祈咗一生祷都冇谂过嘅祈祷嘅意义。
And so, but today I just wanted to bring up two points about prayer that.A lot of Christians, even praying for many, many years, would not have reflected and thought about.
你有冇谂过你祈祷嘅时候系一个宣告嚟噶
？Have you ever thought that when you're praying, it's actually a proclamation?
第一个宣告系宣告乜嘢？当你跪落去祈祷嘅时候，系你否定紧自己啊
？What's the proclamation that you're saying? The very first thing is really to deny yourself.
你话俾神听，话俾自己听，话俾魔鬼听，我唔得噶。
Is actually to actually say and proclaim before God, before yourself.
我能力好渺小嘅咋
？That I can actually do this. I'm really small.
好多嘢都唔得。
I'm extremely needy.
因此，我嚟到神面前，我求佢嘅能力透过我去彰显啫。
And that through prayer, we're actually praying that God's power would fill us.
喺《约翰福音》十五章五节。耶稣基督清楚话俾我听，离了我，你哋就不能作什么。
In John chapter 15 verse 5, Jesus says very clearly that apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，倘若我哋侍奉去到一个地步，觉得唔错嘅时候，觉得冇你唔得嘅时候，我哋出晒亏，我哋夺取咗上帝嘅荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes maybe when we feel that we're established in our ministry, when we feel like things can't continue without us, we've actually failed. We've actually stolen God's glory.
祈祷第二个宣告系乜嘢呢？ 系喺魔鬼面前去宣告我属于上帝。
What is the second proclamation that we have in prayer? The second proclamation that is proclaiming to the enemy that we belong to Christ.
耶稣基督教我们的祷告就已经是这样了，开始。
Actually, right when Jesus teaches us to pray, this is the proclamation that he teaches us.
我们在天上的父，是吗？ 我是他的儿女。
He teaches us to pray, our Father in heaven. Doesn't that establish our identity right away as his children?
愿父的国降临，我是天国的子民。
Your kingdom come. Doesn't that establish us as citizens of heaven?
换句话说，在魔鬼面前、敌人面前宣告我是属于主的，我是天父上帝的儿女，我是天国的子民。
And so in prayer, we are proclaiming that we belong to Christ, that we are children of God, and that we are citizens of heaven.
我是主耶稣基督的一个卒仔，一个士兵。
I am a servant, a soldier for Christ.
换句话说，提醒紧我嘅敌人，你而家唔系嚟攻击紧我，你攻击紧我后边嗰个。
It is a proclamation to the enemy that you're actually not warring against me, you are warring against him who stands behind me.
就好似大卫对住哥利亚，好高大啊！
It's like David facing Goliath, the tall and mighty Goliath.
这个哥利亚在笑啊，大卫拎住支棍。 拎着木杖就走出去跟他打。
And Goliath laughed. I mean, laughed at David. You come to me with a little stick to fight me?
大卫怎么说啊?
What did David say?
大卫说你来攻击我用刀枪和铜击而已。
David said, you come against me, it's only with spears and with a javelin.
但我来攻击你靠耶和华万军耶和华的名啊。
David replied to Goliath, but I come against you in the name of the Lord, against the one that you ridicule.
摩西走上山，为什么拎着圣经特别记载是神的杖？
And so, in the Bible here, in scripture, it says very clearly that it is a staff of the Lord that Moses is holding.
然后他特别拣一个位，站在山顶上。
And specifically, it was on the very top of the mountain that Moses was standing.
神的杖代表着什么?
What does the staff of the Lord represent?
神的杖代表神的同在。
The staff of the Lord represents the Lord's presence.
当神呼召摩西的时候，摩西，我呼召摩西去见法老，要带以色列人出埃及的时候。
When the Lord called Moses and called him to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西佢唔信我噶。Moses
said to the Lord, "They're not going to believe me."
就话你手里边拎住咩啊？拎住支棍嘛，你抌落地下啦。And
so the Lord said to Moses, "Well, what do you have in your hand? Is it your staff? Throw it on the ground."
嗰支木杖就变咗条蛇。And
so the staff became a snake.
摩西捉住蛇，每一拎翻起就变翻支杖。And
so Moses grabbed the tail of the snake, and it became a staff again.
嗰支杖系神呼召摩西与摩西同在嘅一个证据嚟嘅。And
so that staff is a representation, is a witness to the presence of God with Moses.
众以色列人都知嘅。And
all Israel knows this.
然之后佢哋去到海边埃及军队喺后边，佢正系惊慌嘅时候，神话叫摩西你向海伸杖，海水就分开，众以色列人亲自睇住。
And so when the Israelites were hard-pressed, when the army of Egypt was behind them and they were at the edge of the Red Sea, Moses took that same staff, raised it up, and the Lord split the Red Sea and the Israelites crossed. And all of Israel saw this and they knew it.
以色列在旷野来到利非地没水喝的时候，神话叫摩西拎着一支杖敲下磐石，有水出来。
And when all of Israel came to this area, this region of Rephidim, and they had no water to drink. The Lord told Moses and instructed him to take the staff and hit the rock, and water gushed out.
呢支杖代表着神嘅同在，摩西就企喺山顶上边举起佢，去代表神嘅同在，让所有喺下边打仗嘅以色列兵都睇到。
And so when Moses went on top of the mountain and raised his staff, he was raising this emblem of the Lord's presence, so that all of Israel would see and remember the Lord's presence.
又让所有喺嗰边匿埋一齐喺度喊喺度惊嗰啲苦孺、嗰啲长者、嗰啲小朋友，同样睇到。
In the same way, for all of those huddled in the corner who were afraid, all the elders, all the women, all the children who might have been afraid, they were also able to see the staff raised up.
弟兄姊妹，让我哋今日彼此提醒，我哋面对紧一场属灵嘅征战，人人都面对紧。
Brothers and sisters, let us be reminded today that we are facing a spiritual battle. Each and every one of us, everyone is facing a spiritual battle.
胜利喺上帝嘅手中。
Victory is in the hands of the Lord.
不是靠我们努力。
It is not based on our hard work or effort.
不过既然胜利在上帝手里面，我们是不是可以休息，可以放松，什么都不理呢？
But just because victory is in the Lord's hands, doesn't mean that we can just sit back, relax, and not care about anything.
其实这段经文又告诉我们，不得的，我们需要跟上帝合作的。
However, this passage of scripture does not say that. It says that we need to walk with the Lord. We need to cooperate with Him.
人有本分要尽嘅。
There is a role for us humans to play.
我哋一齐留心睇下咧，呢度咧有啲嘅字，有啲嘅人物，有啲嘅动作。
Let's take a look at this passage. There are some characters here, some people, some actions that they took.
摩西就对约书亚讲。你为我哋拣啲人出嚟啦。
And so Moses said to Joshua, choose some of the men who will go with us.
嗱，要去拣嘅呢啲动作嚟嘅，然之后呢啲人就要出去同亚玛力人打仗。
And so there's several actions that need to be done here. They needed to choose the men who will go out and fight.
听人咧，佢话我摩西佢自己，我都有嘢做嘅，我咪冇嘢做嘅。
And so here it says, tomorrow I meaning Moses. Moses had something that he needed to also do.
我都有嘢做，我拎住神嘅杖，然之后要咧上山爬山，上到山顶上边。
Well, what did Moses need to do? He needed to stand. He needed to climb all the way to the top of the hill, top of that mountain, and he needed to hold the staff in his hand.
换句话讲，佢哋先有军事计划嘅。
And so what is this to say? It's to say that there was a strategy. There was things that they needed to do.
然之后佢哋有行动嘅。
There was an action plan, and they carried out the actions.
有配搭嘅。
There was accountability.
有分工合作嘅。
There was delegation and cooperation and teamwork.
佢选啲人出嚟去打仗，人要尽本分嘅。
They chose the people to come to fight. People needed to fulfill that role. They needed to volunteer.
弟兄姊妹，喺地上我哋岂唔系一样咩？
Brothers and sisters, isn't the same for us here?
山上边有对攻嘅，我睇到系咪？摩西举手举到攰嘅时候，这个嘅亚伦会议就搬石头嚟俾佢坐，然之后一人一边扶住佢对手，系有合作有对攻嘅喺山上边。
We see that there was a lot of work to be done on the top of the mountain. Moses got tired, and so they Aaron and Hur ended up bringing him a rock so that he could sit on it, and then.Each one on either side held up his hand. We see that there was cooperation, there was teamwork.
山下又有合作有对攻嘅。这个嘅约书亚带住一班精壮这啲嘅壮年人，佢哋喺度打紧仗。我相信背后亦都有人喺嗰度安慰嗰啲惊嘅，有人喺后边煮饭嘅，系咪？有人喺度服侍嘅，有人做咧医疗嘅，喺度配搭紧嘅。
And so we see also on the bottom of the mountain, there was a lot of work being done. Joshua chose these men to fight with him. They had to work together as a team. I would also imagine that those who were afraid needed someone to comfort them. There was probably someone who needed to cook for them, people who needed to serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上边那个得胜的生活，在教会里面要荣耀上帝，必须要有对工，要有合作。要配搭，与神配搭，与人配搭。
Brothers and sisters, is the same with us. If we want to do God's work, if we want to be able to glorify Him, we have to work together. There must be teamwork. There must be accountability. We need to be accountable to each other and to God.
在屋企需要如此，夫妻要配合，才能教导你的儿女。
In the home, the husband and the wife, mother and the father need to cooperate, need to be on the same page together to be able to raise a child.
在教会如此。
In the same way in the church.
只有教牧同工教会不能够完成使命。
Unless brothers and sisters cooperate and work together in the church, there would be no victory.
在教会里面我看见都是很多配搭来的。
In the church, we see that there is a lot of response that's needed.
有教牧同工去带领教会，有罗牧师，有队工，另外有平信徒领袖，有执事同教牧同工配搭。
We see that within the church, the shepherds, there's a Reverend Law and the other pastoral staff. We also see there are lay ministers, there's the deacons, and the rest of the congregation. We all need to work together.
有部长。有团契职员系嘛？
There are department heads, there are fellowship leaders.
今日嘅崇拜，我哋见到都系一个对工配搭嘅。
Actually, we see today that this is a response. This is us coming together to worship together.
我哋唔能够话翻嚟，我哋净系让圣灵动工啦咁。
We can't just all come together and just say, "Oh well, let's all sit back and just let the Holy Spirit work."
乜都唔准备，唔得嘅。
And we do no preparation, we do no work.
你们的牧者需要你的祷告的一场属灵征战。
Your pastors, your shepherds need your prayer. There's a warfare going on in the spirit realm.
再一方面，这段的经文提醒我们天父的率领和同在。
Another thing that this passage reminds us of is the Lord's leadership and His presence.
场仗打赢了。
The victory.
连亚玛力王都被杀。
The victory is won, and even the Amalekite king, Amalek, is killed.
然之后，神就对摩西讲咗番说话。
So the Lord spoke to Moses.
讲话我要将亚玛力嘅名号喺天下传言涂抹啦。换句话讲，如果一路睇圣经一路睇落去咧，亚玛力不停出现喺度打紧嘅，同以色列人打咗好多年噶啦。
And so, the Lord said something to Moses. He said, write this on a scroll because I am going to blot the name, the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And we look and, within scripture, actually, the Amalekites fight with Israel for many, many, many years.
神话你要将这话写在书上作纪念，又念给约书亚听。
And so the Lord said to Moses, you need to write this on a scroll as something to be remembered.As well as make sure Joshua hears it.
然之后摩西就起咗一座坛。
And so, Moses built an altar.
就咧俾个坛一个名叫耶和华尼西，意思就耶和华系我嘅旌旗。
And so Moses built an altar and he called it Jehovah Nisi, which means, the Lord is my banner.
耶和华系我嘅旌旗，提醒住我哋啲乜嘢咧？
What is this, the Lord is my banner, what does this remind us of?
第一方面，他提醒着我们耶和华是我们的元帅啊。
The first thing that, this reminds us of is that the Lord is our,
Our commander.
Oh, the Lord is our commander.
那个旗号在古时的战争，那支旗是代表着国家，也都代表着个将领是谁？
Back in the day,The flag, the banner was extremely important. It represented the nation or the country it represented. I also represented who was the commander.
作为基督徒，我哋时时要提醒住，究竟我嘅家边个喺度率领我嘅？边个系我家嘅元帅主人
？As Christians, we constantly need to be reminded within our family who is the head of this household.
作为基督徒个人，我哋时时要问，究竟我人生嘅主权边个先至系主人啊？是我定是神啊?
Continually within our lives, we need to be constantly reminded, who is the Lord of our lives? Is it God or is it myself?
我去到人生的尽头了，已经曾经几次面对死亡，我都问翻呢个问题，究竟在我一生里面，究竟我是主人，定是神是主人？在我的侍奉上面，我是主人，定是上帝是主人？
I've come to several times in my life, to the end of my ropes and faced death several times. And during those times, I really had to ask, who is the Lord of my life? Who is in control? Who is chief?
我就问下喺我嘅工作上边，边个系我老板？
In my work, I need to answer the question, who truly is my boss?
如果我认清楚老板嘅时候，我就会同世人一样，用好多嘅手段喺度争权夺利。
And if I don't understand who truly is boss, I will be like everybody else in this world, fighting and bickering and trying to fight for power.
在教会我都同样，教会侍奉我一样要问同一个问题。
And so when we're serving in church, we need to ask this exact same question.
边个是率领着教会的？是我们？是人定是神？
Who is the one who is leading this church? Is it us or is it the Lord?
第二方面，耶和华尼西提醒着我们。
Another thing that Jehovah Nisi reminds us of.
耶和华神是与我们同在。
That God is with us.
元帅几时会抌低佢嗰班兵卒嘅？
The Lord is with us. Would he ever abandon his people?
唔会噶，系咪？佢一定要同佢士兵一齐嘅。
No, the Lord as his commander will always go out with his soldiers.
过去耶和华神带领佢哋经过红海。
The Lord God was with them when they crossed the Red Sea.
现今面对亚玛力人嘅时候，耶和华神与佢同在，帮佢打赢呢场仗。
When the Israelites fought this battle, this war with the Amalekites, the Lord was with them. He didn't abandon them.
将来耶和华神继续要与佢哋作战。
The Lord continued to fight their battles for them.
所以佢特别同摩西讲：我啊，一定要将呢个亚玛力嘅名号喺呢个地上面除灭啦，因为佢哋实在太曳啦，睇你最软弱嘅时候就嚟打你。
And so the Lord specifically spoke to Moses and said, I want you to clearly write down that I will wipe out Amalek and the Amalekites from the face of this planet because they're too sinful. They saw your weakness at your weakest time and they came to attack you.
神同摩西讲，你要记低佢啲嘛，写低佢啊！我一定要同你消灭佢哋。
And the Lord even said to Moses, write it down, because I will for sure do this.
仲好得意嘅，你有冇留心过？神特别吩咐要讲俾约书亚听。
Don't you find this very interesting? A little bit peculiar that the Lord specifically requests Moses to make sure that Joshua hears of it.
点解一定要讲俾约书亚听啫
？Why does he have to specifically make sure that Joshua hears it?
因为约书亚系摩西嘅接班人，佢将会带住以色列人进入迦南，打喺迦南里边咁多场仗。
Because Joshua is going to be Moses' successor, he is going to lead the Israelites to fight many battles into the promised land.
神要话俾约书亚听，将来我仍然要与你同在。
And so the Lord is really saying to Joshua, "Behold, I am going to continue to be with you, to be present with you."
弟兄姊妹，过去神与南温哥华基督教众恩堂同在。
Brothers and sisters, over these many years, the Lord God has indeed being with South Vancouver Pacific Grace Church.
1995年教会被成立。
1995, SVPG was established.
1997年。
1997.
靠着神的恩典和北堂一起植了西北温众恩堂。
And in 1997, together with North, with the Vancouver site, the North site was planted?
North site.
Yeah, North Side was
North Shore Pacific.
North Shore Pacific, sorry.
西北温众恩堂又植咗国语堂出嚟。
And then South Vancouver Pacific Grace also established the Mandarin Congregation.
The North Shore.
North Shore Mandarin Congregation.
Yeah. 今日佢哋买咗自己礼拜堂，所以母堂值得高兴嘅，系咪啊
？And today they even purchased their own property, their own church building. There's a lot of celebration indeed.
在2002年我们又在这里学习，在差传上面学习，我们收养了这个的维吾尔族的群体。
And in 2002, we also established missions and adopted the U people.
完全是上帝恩典。
We see the Lord's hand through all of this.
2005年神又再次福，让我们在列治文堂开新的教会直堂。
Praise the Lord, in 2005, we also see God establishing the Richmond PG Church.
我睇见列治文堂又自立。
And we also see the independence of the Richmond Church being established.
又祈緊土周圍找緊地方，盼望可以有自己的教會堂址。
That church was looking around and praying and hoping to be able to find a church building so they could be established and planted.
眨下眼，列治文堂有十年了，就快。
And in a blink of an eye, we look and Richmond PG Church is experiencing its celebrating a 10-year anniversary.
過去神的恩典數不盡。
And over the years, when we look and when we try to count God's blessings and His grace, we can't fathom all of it.
今天神仍然在賜福緊南溫哥華教會眾恩堂，是不是？
And today, the Lord is still continually pouring out His mercy and His grace onto SVPG.
當我走進來的時候，很感恩。
When I walked in today, I was filled with gratefulness and thankfulness.
因為我見到很多陌生的面孔啊。
Because there were many, many strange faces. A lot of people I didn't recognize.
只是台上邊，現在同我翻譯的都不是我的老拍檔。
Even on the stage and even myself is not one who previously had served with a Reverend Fung.
我看見有年輕的起來。
I see the youth rising up.
連執事都有新的面孔。
Even among the deacons, there are new faces.
教會有好的教牧同工去帶領。
There are good leadership within the church.
有幾多教會弟兄姊妹是唔請唔到係冇牧師的？
How many churches do we have?
你知唔知溫哥華有幾多教會咁？
In Vancouver, there's just so many churches that can't find a pastor, that are looking for pastors, but can't secure a pastor.
但係南溫哥華基督教眾恩堂從來冇缺過牧者。
But South Vancouver Pacific Grace, we've never been absolutely lacking of pastors.
將來我哋深信神仍然要與以色列人同在，要與呢個嘅南溫哥華基督教眾恩堂同在。
And so we know and we trust that Yahweh God will continue to be with the Israelites, His people will continue to be with South Vancouver Pacific Grace Church.
正因為上帝要將來直接永遠要與南堂同在，要使用你哋嘅時候，我喺度互相勸勉一句：所有嘅計劃都要有長遠計劃，唔係只顧今天。
And so because of the Lord's presence and His leading, continually being with SVPG, there is one exhortation I want to give to you, that all of the plans that are made must have a long-term plan and a long vision, not just looking for planning for today.
不讓教會老化，好好地栽培我們年輕的一代。
That we need to really nurture the youth and the next generation.
第三方面，
the third point，
這段經文提醒我們勝利是必然的。
The third thing that this passage teaches us is that victory is imminent.
為什麼？因為萬軍的耶和華就是我們的元帥，怎麼會輸的呢？
Because the Lord God is our commander, how could we ever lose?
在美國德薩斯州一間大教會的牧師，也是達勒神學院的講師， Tony Evans 講了一句話。
There is a preacher, a pastor who graduated from a seminary in the States. He said this quote.
他說我們不是為勝利而戰，我們是以勝利者的身份出戰。
He said, we are not fighting for a victory. We are fighting from a position of victory.
弟兄姊妹，但願這個的提醒成為我們的鼓勵。
Brothers and sisters, let this reminder be to us an encouragement.
但願耶和華尼西常常率領你，也都率領著教會。
May Jehovah Nisi continually be with you as well as with his church.
在一个弯曲悖谬的世代，成为基督的精兵。
In this crooked world, in this generation, let us be soldiers for Christ.
成为灯台，直照到主再来。
Let us be lifted up as lamps until the return of Jesus.
透過我哋每一位喺唔同嘅崗位裏邊，不斷嘅為耶穌基督去打勝仗。
So that in whatever place, in whatever role God has placed you in, that you would continue to be there to lift up His name.
我一同低頭禱告。
Let us bow our heads and pray together.
天父上帝，多謝你，因為你係我哋嘅旌旗。
Thank you, Lord God, because you are our commander.
你是我们的元帅，你是我们的君王。
Lord, you are our king and our Lord.
你过去一直带领着我们的人生。
Lord, you have continually led us throughout our entire lives.
我们深信在前面你继续的要与众弟兄姊妹同在。
We are convicted and convinced that you will continue to be with us in the upcoming days.
我为到你过去赐福南温哥华基督教众恩堂，我献上感谢。
And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the one who established SVPG, and for that we give you thanks.
在前面，我求你继续俾罗牧师，俾一班教牧同工有智慧、有属灵嘅眼光。
Lord God, we pray that you would continually give wisdom to Reverend Law and to the pastoral staff, to them as a team.
有圣灵所赐的能力
the Holy Spirit, that you would provide your strength
去带领教会向前行
to be able to lead this church to continue to head on.
又让每一位弟兄姊妹，他们在他们的岗位里面，他们的家庭，他们的工作，在教会里面都能够是活出基督精兵的样式。
And Lord, we pray for each and every individual, each member in whateverYou've called them to in whatever role ministry that you've called them to within this church that they would really witness for you and walk as a soldier for Christ.
有弟兄姊妹面对紧困难嘅，求你提醒我哋系必然得胜嘅。
And for brothers and sisters in our midst who might be really struggling, who might be going through very difficult hardships, remind and encourage them that we have sure victory in you.
赐福每一位弟兄姊妹，又赐福教会。
Bless each and every individual here, and bless your church.
奉耶稣基督名字求。
In Jesus' holy and precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.